once the flames of revival are ignited. I want you to envision the igniting of a fire. Consider how a small spark can ignite and become a raging fire, and how it begins with such a small incident. But I want to elaborate more on once the fire is started. Don't forget, in its infancy stages, before the fire erupts, and it is only small embers that you are dealing with, I am the one who comes and blows on those embers until a flame ignites. I am that wind. I do what you cannot do. You offer yourself up to me. That is what you do. I go beyond that. The wind of my Holy Spirit blows on your offering. I blow on it until it ignites. I want to warn you and the church. Even once the fire erupts, the most vulnerable time for any fire is in its beginning stages. That is when it is the most vulnerable to being extinguished. That is what I want to warn you of. Even once the fire of revival is ignited here and the flames grow, be on guard because your enemy will do everything possible, especially at the infancy stage, to try and extinguish the revival fire. Because he knows the longer it burns, the more that it will spread and the harder it will be to extinguish. So know this, your battle has not ended once the revival has ignited here. It has just begun, because you will have to guard against all the deception that the enemy will throw at you in his effort to extinguish the flames. And in his effort to sidetrack the revival and turn it in such a way that it brings a reproach against my name. The enemy knows the longer the flame burns, the larger it becomes, and the more dangerous it is for spreading. Also, do not forget that you continue to need to supply the fuel for any good fire to continue. There will never be a time in this revival that you can ignore your personal time with me. That is the fastest way for your part of the revival to be over, because when you do not spend your time with me, you are more vulnerable for being led away into traps constructed by the enemy to derail you. You have to make sure you are spending your time with me to avoid those traps. I will have my revival, and I want you to be a part of it. Beware of this deception of only being warmed by the fire instead of being immersed in the flames. I did not call you here for you to be warmed by this fire. I called you here to be a part of it, to be immersed in it. My plans for you involve transporting this revival to other locations, destinations. My plans for you are to be that spark that I can blow to other areas where my children are so desirous for revival. I want to use you to carry this flame when it is ignited to ignite others. This goes for many who are a part of this body. There are red-hot embers here now. If you want to know where this body is in relationship to revival, envision a bed of red-hot embers. Gradually, I am blowing on those embers, knowing that soon flames will ignite. How close is this? It is very close. So it is time now to begin to prepare for when the flames ignite. Brace yourself for the onslaught that is to follow. For many, it will truly be a fight for survival. As long as you are prepared for it in advance, you will be fine. Do not wait until the fire erupts, because then it will be too late and you will be fodder for the enemy, and he will do everything to try and turn you out of the way and bring a reproach against my name. Is it close? Yes, it is close. Even now the wind is blowing. Even now the smoke is rising. Even now the embers are glowing red hot, and in a moment, seemingly from out of nowhere, flames will begin to dance on the coals. That is how close you are. So do not lose sight of the objective. Do not lose sight. Press in now harder than you ever have, because what you have hungered for, what you have desired for all of these years, I have desired for so much longer than you. I have waited for someone with whom I could pour myself out upon, and it would not destroy him. Finally, finally, we are this close. Press in. Do not hold back. Give me everything that I need to bring this to pass.